for Betty's Flower Basket, and I remember how many thousands of those palms I had to make.
Really?
We would start like on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then they start, people would start picking them up on Friday. Because every, if you had a date, she better have one of those.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, somebody might ask her out, huh? You had to protect your own.
Big deal now. Big deal.
That's great stuff. Okay, so let's a couple other things. First off, you know, as you talk, and again, I know I'm guilty of this, but again, I assume the ticket office, somebody orders tickets, you make sure they get their tickets, and that's what the ticket office does.
Exactly.
Then the posse, Jesse Martin and that group, they do what they do. And then the marketing and the game day people do their thing. It's obviously, this is a hugely coordinated thing, including the events on the north side now, which is obviously a lot of things that go on over there. The tickets this year came in a binder, and I don't know who that came from, but it's a great idea. I opened it up and went, holy cow, this is really cool. My tickets are all right there. I'm not going to lose them. And somebody said, Kevin Clintworth, I guess, said, somebody said, well, this way you won't lose them. And then Kevin Clintworth said, oh, you're going to lose them all.
One of the two.
But, those types of things, obviously the athletic department, there is a very big coordinated effort to get these sorts of things done.
It is. We all say, we're in different departments, but at the same time we are all together. We have lots of meetings. We all get together. We all talk all the time. For the ticket book, I've gotten a lot of thank you on that. I didn't do much of it, to be 100% honest with you. It was a lot of our development or our team that makes everything, pulls everything together, our design team.
Yeah.
I could not think of that word for a minute, but Clay Billman.
Clay Billman, sure. Yeah.
Jordan Smith, those guys did great on that. Everybody loves it. We loved it. Oh, first time we saw it, we just sat there and we said, this is it.
This is good. Well, and even going back to the couple of years ago, you had the jerseys with the client's name on the back of it. I got my I put that up in my office. I liked it so much. It's a picture of a jersey with my name, and I told my son it was him just so he'd think it was him someday maybe. But it's in my office. I mean, that was a great idea. I mean, you guys are always having to think about those sorts of things, which is awesome.
Well, some of it's automatic too. Before we moved up into the club section, there was a group of us in 303 or whatever. And like you said, we'd sit there for years. Well, we started a tradition of every time it was the first down, everybody stand up and go, wagons ho. And so we bought T-shirts. I mean, at one time we had about 50 people in that section. All of us had on the orange T-shirt with a wagon wheel on the back with wagons ho. And it really, even after we moved up, the guys that stayed down there kept up the tradition.
Still
every
doing
first
it.
Down, they'd stand up and go, wagons ho!
That's awesome.
I'll have to make sure I tell my wife, that's her favorite part of every game. She gets to throw that first down marker down.
That's good stuff. Now, by the way, Barb just came in and she said she wanted a new palm.
No, you haven't given
her one in a while.
She said remind them that we had to wear high heels to the game, too.
Oh, my goodness. Now the girls are wearing boots.
Let's go there. I get in trouble.
Hey, now, you guys, again, game day experience. I don't know how much you guys have involved in that, but obviously there was some tryouts for the mid-first Mike new guy, right?
Did
you sit in on any of that?
I didn't. I heard him whenever we had the last two groups in, and I heard him in the stadium. Sounds really good.
That's awesome.
Really good. So
who got it?
Cannot think right off the top of my head. Of course, you asked me that right now. I cannot think of his name. I actually sold him tickets yesterday and have his account and everything. So
fantastic.
I just can't think of his name right offhand.
Let's get down to the business at hand a little bit. We were talking about tickets available in the Tulsa section. They obviously didn't take their full allotment. Mm-hmm. You guys said, hey, 4 for $100, let's go. And I know that worked well, and there weren't a lot left. Are there still some left?
There's still some left.
Okay.
We have probably less than 500 left right now.
Okay.
It's moving quick. And when I say 500, you're probably sitting there thinking that's a lot of tickets.
Yeah.
When we started with about 2,500, that we're good.
Yeah.
We sold a lot. So we still have them out there. We're moving hundreds a day. We threw out, we moved over to the south side of the stadium and put them in section 201. Most people, that's right next to the Gallagher section, that's over the Gallagher Ibis section. So we're still kind of throwing that in there, but we still have a lot of 4 for $100s left, and we're trying to pack it.
Yeah.
We really want that, Thursday night game, We've heard a lot of people upset about it, but at the same time, one of my favorite things is you still have your weekend for Labor Day.
That's right. That's exactly right.
If a lot of people remember when we have a Saturday game on Labor Day, it's not the greatest turnout. So
yeah,
you know, having it on Thursday night, it's still going to give you that opportunity to go on your Labor Day weekend. And just think of it this way: we're giving you an extra day for Labor Day. We're giving you a 4-day weekend.
There you go. I like that. Now, what about tickets overall? How have just ticket sales in general gone?
We're ahead of last year at the end of season last year, so we're almost to 35,000 public sales, which is great, and that's not including anything internal or any of our tickets that we hold for visiting teams and things like mm-hmm. that. That's just 100% public. It's 35,000. Last year we were just under 31,500.
And what? Tell me again what do the opponents usually get? 5,000?
They get 3,800.
3,800. And what is the that means that the Tulsa only took 18? No, they took 1,300.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Which is really amazing to me. But and what's new capacity?
New capacity is 56,790.
So you're talking about 16,000 tickets available for walk up on the game. That's a good number, because you're going to get several thousand people doing just that. So if in general, if I wanted a ticket though for the Tulsa game, I'm already a season ticket holder, I want to buy an individual, how do you do that?
You can go online. That's probably your best way to do it, especially if you want the 4 for $100.
Yeah.
You go online, okstate.com/tickets, and just follow the promo code. There's a link there for promos. Enter your promo code, which is ORANGE, ORANGE. Put that in, and it'll pop up for you. And just go through there and pick your tickets. It lets you even select, I want this seat, and this seat. So,
how much marketing do you guys do to students right now? Are you guys in the houses and the dorms getting it done?
We are. Every Monday night, starting next week, we obviously give them that first week to get back before we go and start getting with them. But Monday nights, we try to go into the dorms or go into the fraternities and sorority houses and we hit one a week and try to get a Monday night team together and talk to those guys and get everybody set up with their all sports pass, but not only them, but talk to their friends that may not be in that fraternity or sorority.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, it's just it's a branch. You know, you start one way and you're going to have branches going off
and
left
in student
and right.
Union, you've got a ticket booth at the student union too, for students can walk up and actually enroll and get their tickets in the student union.
We do. And it's all online too. So that's one big thing that we always try to get our students to do, is just do it online. You only have to come talk to people like me.
Yeah.
You can just go online, get it all set up. But we email them like crazy. They're probably tired of hearing from us a little bit. But we email them, especially right now with school starting up. Mm-hmm. But we have our Pete's Polaris is out there at the student union right now, blaring music out loud. Probably some of the teachers aren't a big fan of it, but we're blaring music out there, getting people signed up every day or this week for sure. So anything we can do to get those students in the building, there's only a certain number of us that last.
Sure.
Those students can make the difference in that stadium. So anything we can do for the students to stay around and come into the game is we're all ears. Anything.
Couple of final things for me. One, when Mike Gundy's contract got signed, how much of a boost did you guys see in ticket sales?
It was good. Yeah. We were in the middle of renewal season, so I don't have the exact numbers with me, but
it was obvious.
You could see that was a it was a good thing for us. You know, Coach Gundy's here, so having signed that contract, it just shows his loyalty to us, if he hasn't already, and I think we've all seen it already.
Sure.
But by him doing that and committing to us that long, and us to commit to him as well, we're in for it. We're in for the long haul with him, and that's a good thing. I can't express how great it is. Coach Gundy makes my job easier, for sure.
No doubt.
So.
Well, again, if you're going to be held accountable for ticket sales, you want wins and you want feel good stories.
Exactly.
Obviously, basketball took a little bit of an odd turn last year, but Mike Boynton is a great guy, And I hope people are starting to give him a chance. Cowgirl basketball, I think they're headed back to the NCAA tournament. So I know you guys, you know, we were talking about women's tennis. It's free to get in, but if you buy a reserved seat, you can actually have parking passes. So there's options over there as well. I mean, all those sorts of things that people may want to know, obviously they just got to get a hold of you and take care of all that.
Yeah, anything you know you want to know, is it's on our website, or you can call us 877-255-4678, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. You know, we always have people there answering phones, and anything you're looking for or want, we can definitely help you out. You know, we employ students. I don't know if you guys knew that or not, but we have students that actually work in our office, and that's usually who you're talking to.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that when I started out, I started in 2004 as a student, and that's one thing that I got that, has built what I am today. You know, it's something that really distilled that customer service in me back in 2004 as a student. So it's great to have those guys come on and work for us and get all that set up. But give them a call. You know, they're more than willing, more than happy to talk about whatever it is, whether it's a sport or even, you know, how their classes are going or anything like that. What's changed on campus? We've had that question a few times.
Sure.
Haven't been there a few years. What's changed right now? So, which the answer to that is everything. So
in retail, point of sale, and that interaction is so crucial.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm hearing are great things as of late, and that is fantastic. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And best of luck. I know it's crazy right now, but, boy, it's exciting. I don't know that we've had many, many more years going in where people were just this excited about football. So let's live up to it, huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. And like I said, you know, we can't throw out there enough that 4 for $100, you know, buy your season tickets, everything like that. Had one thing Jesse Martin, Posse, wanted me to throw out for you guys to make sure. Of course, right, Kent? You know Jesse.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. He's going to get in his – if he's listening, Jesse, we get you. We got you.
Attaboy, Jesse.
I'm surprised Jesse didn't walk in right now. Grand entrance. But, you know, one thing we want to make sure everybody knows is parking lots for that Thursday night game, because it is going to be different. We will have shuttles running, just the normal shuttles, 3 hours prior to game time. And then parking lots open up at 3 o'clock on Thursday. You can start setting up your tailgates Wednesday night at 5 p.m.
Very good.
Everybody, you know, normal setup, just 5 p.m. Wednesday instead of 5 p.m. on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Where did you move all the people that used to park? There's a big new building went up at the southwest corner of the football stadium, and that had to displace a lot of parking. Where did those guys have to move to?
It did a little bit. It displaced them a little bit, but not as bad as you would think.
Okay.
Luckily, we knew about it for the last couple of years that it was on the cusp of happening. So we were able to, you know, prioritize and get that area skimmed down a little bit before it actually happened. So we didn't have to do a whole lot. Ryan Severson's our new parking director, and luckily, Joe Nelson, I think everybody knew who Joe was. He just retired.
That's who I was referring to earlier, Joe Nelson.
There you go. So he just retired, but he did a lot of the legwork before Ryan got in there. But Ryan Severson used to work in my office. He's a great, great young kid that he's gonna do good things for the parking department. So,
well, Casey and I have talked about this many times, and after last year and what happened with the basketball coach, and Casey and I heard a lot of people, well, I'm not buying any more season tickets. And what I've emphasized every time I'm on, you're buying tickets to support the athletes.
Absolutely.
And the kids, whether it's the girls' softball, soccer, whatever. You're buying tickets to support the kids. And if you don't buy season tickets, you're not hurting OSU. You're not hurting. You're hurting the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the more people you get, just like you said, the fan experience of getting people in the stadium, you know, that's what makes the difference. And so my point is, buy season tickets. You ought to buy everybody ought to have season tickets to everything that we offer at OSU.
Absolutely.
Because you're supporting the kids. And that's what the kids, you know, if I go to a softball game or I go to soccer or I go to tennis, it's the fans that help the kids when they look up there and say, man, you know, I'm being supported.
And one thing is big is, even if you're buying a football season ticket, you're helping tennis. You're
helping golf.
You're helping all of those sports. So season tickets, no matter what sport it is you're buying that ticket for, you're helping OSU athletics as a whole and helping those student athletes.
And finally, I got to get this in there, and I know it's an emphasis, wear your orange. right? Everybody, absolutely. Sea of Orange, they're trying to bring it back.
And all
right?
of us have on black.
I know. Every one of us are wearing OSU black shirts.
I always tell everybody, you know, I got the orange logo on, so we'll call it good. But
I got the Pistol Pete logo. Yeah,
absolutely. You know, this is the Season of Orange. That's our spin this year. It's called Season of Orange. Yeah.
All right.
So, you know, wear your orange. Go buy that orange. I know you all have it.
Yeah.
Everybody has some orange, whether it's in the closet or not, but go get it. Come to every game on Saturday or Thursday and wear your orange. Let's orange out every game.
Love it. We've got to get a break. But, Andy, appreciate the time. Again, best of luck with the season. Appreciate you spending a little time with us here.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys, and give us a call if you need anything.
Go Pokes. Take a break. Come back. More from the Hauk Agency as we continue right after.